Well, welcome to a special podcast about the Villanova Man. This is a concept which seems to catch the imagination of students, and it first originated from 2011. And today I've got two of the fine Villanova graduates from that year to discuss this concept with. First, we have Harrison Adams, who was like the leader in everything, even though he didn't have a badge. And the other is Christian Welsh, who was the college captain from that year. So welcome, Harrison and Christian. Thank you very much for making the time this evening.
Thanks for having us on, John. Appreciate it.
Well, time for you, Johnny boy.
Thank you. So look, origins. Things can get shrouded in the mist of time. Where did this idea about the Villa Man arise from?
You going to go, Harry, or?
No, you start off, Christian.
Christian, you go first. I should have cued you in. Go.
Yeah, I think our year together, our age group, we had a really good close bond, and I think we all appreciated our differences and our different interests, you know, whether that was sporting, musical, drama, or you know, whether it's, you know, AFAS or ministries. I think we had a lot of different characters in our grade who had varying interests. And I think the Villa Man kind of captures that it, there's not, I suppose, one size fits all at Villanova. I think it's one of the great characteristics of our college is that we have so many different things for students to explore and find out what they're passionate about. And I think we celebrated, well, we made a real big effort to try and celebrate all of them evenly. And so it's, you know, it's not all about, you know, putting the first 15 on the pedestal. It's about getting to the chess team or on the Friday arvo and, you know, supporting them or the debaters or the wonderful musicians or the amazing ministry work we have. I think that was a big focus for me in our year as leaders to try and, I suppose, appreciate all different kinds of young men that we have in our college.
Thanks, Christian. So it's almost like the Villanova Man allows all the different gifts and talents to shine through. Harry, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I just echo that and say that probably every week we tried to find someone who'd done something different and acknowledge their achievement, whether that be someone who was riding a horse and got an award for that, or if it was someone in the college's music program or something like that, would always try and find something, a shining light, and give them acknowledgement for that. And I guess a lot of that came about from the disruptive year we were presented with in year 12. And I think we'll get a little bit more into that as we discuss this, but we just tried to engage with each other in a different way and acknowledge everyone's achievements across the year.
That's a great segue. Thank you, Harry, because this has been a year of change. We've got another big new building coming in like we had in your year. And of course, we've had learning at home. But Harry, would you like to say a little bit more about that context? It was a year of change for you guys, and that probably threw up some problems that you tried to respond to.
Yeah, so in 2011, obviously, the college embarked on the building program for the Father Michael Morihan Staff Centre as well as Veritas. And that presented its own issues because there wasn't enough classrooms in the school at the time. We had to roll into a split timetable, and where we would have once played handball with the year fives over a morning tea or lunch, we weren't able to. So it had to be of a morning before school or an afternoon after school. And then that also presented different opportunities to us as a cohort to start a peer-to-peer tutoring program in the library after school. But that sort of presented its own issues in terms of having kids stay beyond when buses were and whatever else. So that building program sort of gave us a big curveball and we were forced to adapt and change.
Yeah, good, Harry. And Christian, I think your year group had to solve this problem and you came up with some new initiatives which probably are still celebrated within the calendar, like that breakfast with the year five boys.
Yeah, I think that was just a little thing that, you know, a few guys, and that's the best thing. You don't have to be wearing a badge to come up with ideas. I think it's all about, taking these great ideas because you've got them spread out across your grade and in grade 12 and even younger. So I think that was an idea to have a grade 5 breakfast with the seniors. And I certainly know all us young guys, when we were young kids, we certainly looked up to the white shirts. And it was just a great thing to do, sit down and have a great chat with the grade 5s. And it was a gold coin donation, so we raised some much-needed funds for the ministries. And I think it was a real win-win. And I think towards the end of our grade 12 and our time at Villa, there's other little things like practicing the war cry and starting that in grade 5 and building it right up. And I thought that was really awesome. And I think the more you can engage with the young kids of the college and set a great standard for them, the better people we're going to have leaving Villanova. And by better, I don't necessarily mean, smarter or OP1s or professional sporting players or musicians. I just mean good quality people who make a big difference in their community and just genuine good blokes. So I think that's the gauge of what I tried to drive and Harry tried to drive in our year of grade 12.
Thank you, Christian. I know both of you have reflected on this before, but what would you say some of the key qualities are of the Villa man? You went beyond sporting prowess or academic, getting 100%. So what sort of character qualities would you be looking for in the Villa man? And Christian, that goes to you first.
I'll go I just think, as I said earlier, like celebrating our differences and championing those causes and even, the things that don't really get a whole lot of publicity, the debating team, the chess team, the ministries. Pump them up, give them a rap. They're doing some amazing stuff. And at my time at the Storm, it's it's like Craig has got a big philosophy. Just because we're footballers doesn't mean we're better than anyone else in society or better than the bus driver who drives us to the ground or anything like that. It's just a job, it's an occupation. And I kind of take that similar view at school. Just because you're a sports person doesn't mean you're better than anyone else. And I think the Villa man, it's all about celebrating those differences and the opportunities our college provides. We're not an OP1 factory or we're not a professional, sporting factory. I think that's outstanding. I think there's better markers for how we develop young men coming through college. And I really think Villanova's doing that quite well.
Hey, thanks very much, Christian. And I think I want to put a slight spin on the question and then throw to Harry that this is something I sometimes wonder about. If you were in a crowded room, if you're ever allowed to be back in a crowded room again, is there something that's distinctive about the Villanova graduate where you think, I've got, in Brisbane, a sixth sense that this guy went to Villa? Is there any qualities that stand out?
That's a tough question, but I guess I'd always pick someone from Villa as being someone who's reliable and accountable. So if you say you're going to do something, you do it. Someone who's relatively humble, so they're not really going to be making a big song and dance about what they're doing. They'll just go about their work, get it done, and tick it off. And like Christian said, we're always happy to acknowledge someone else's hard work and good effort in due course. And generally, you can sort of pick those people. Because they're not making the song and dance about what they've done. They're the ones acknowledging someone else. But in saying that, that's a hard question, John.
Yes. And it's probably more a question for the educators, because if you had that formula, you'd be onto something. I think both of you have had a red hot crack in your chosen career areas. So, we recognise that. And we wonder if there'd be any of the sort of the Villa man qualities that you've consciously tried to channel in giving everything to your chosen direction. Neither of you are going to die wondering. So, Christian, maybe that one goes to you first.
Yeah, and I think another life lesson I've kind of learned being at the Storm, I've been there 7 years now, and Craig's been a real good mentor, not only on the field but off the field. But his big thing is, find something you're passionate about because you'll want to go to work, you want to be putting the time and effort into getting better at whatever that is. And my real drive is at the moment, is rugby league, being the best rugby league player I can be. And And I think the best thing at Villa is you've got the opportunity to find what you're interested in, and there's a wide array of things you can pursue and drive to become the best person you can be. And I don't want that earlier comment to be mistaken. You know, it's all about the striving to be the best person you can be, and, you know, like, strive for that OP1 or strive to become the best, you know, tradesman you can be. And I think it's all in the actions and the efforts, not necessarily the outcome.
Thanks very much, Christian. And Harry, how about you?
Yeah, I guess it's an old one, but a good one, I think. And the standard you walk past is the standard you accept. So if you want to set a bar, reach the bar and go past it. And that's exactly what Christian's saying. If you want to achieve something, you've got to push yourself to get there, whether it be as a base player, a football player, or an academic. You've just got to make sure that you push yourself beyond what you think's possible, and Villa's, they've got the support network to take you there and beyond. So use the staff and your classmates to the best of your advantage, and it will help going forward.
Now, I know I'm going to sort of conclude with a little bit of a question off the script, but sometimes things work best with a little bit of a story. And, you know, I've got a memory of the Year 12 retreat that's scarred in my memory, something to do with Eagle Rock, but I won't share that story. Is there a story that either of you would be happy to share as a final question, just that somehow sums up a golden memory, a highlight for you from your time at Villa, you know, when you think back? So, Christian, you know, don't think too much. Just think, is there something that comes to mind?
Oh, I think we had a bit of a song in our age group, Powderfinger, My Happiness. Yeah. And on the last day, I can remember, you know, last day of lessons, last day wearing the white shirt, you know, you do the run around the college. I'm not sure if they still do that. I hope they do. And we finished the run around and everyone huddled in. And it wasn't just one or two groups. It was basically the whole grade banging out that My Happiness by Powderfinger. And I just showed, I think, how inclusive our grade was and Villanova is. So that's got a special memory in my heart. And, you know, the people I met, and not only students, but the amazing staff we have at Villanova, and I'm still close to this day. Yeah, and I'm very, very happy and proud to be a Villanova boy. And hopefully if I have a couple of boys, they'll be coming through on the hill at Coorparoo.
Fantastic. Thank you, Christian. Over to you, Harry.
I'd echo Christian, but also our graduation night, we walked out that, and there was a lot of us, or a fair few of us, who were crying, and that's how much it meant to us that our time at the college had come to an end. So that sent a strong message. But another one that really I thought was good, that Year 5 breakfast that we got off the ground, to me, there was a handful of us that said, yeah, we'll be at school at 5:30 or 6:00 or whatever it was. And the whole Villanova man concept really shone through there. And the 10 of us that said we'd be there were there. And that's the accountability coming through in what is the Villa man and the integrity of what that means. So I just think that, like Christian's saying, we're great school, lucky enough to have a boy. They'll be going through Villa together if we get the timing right. But hopefully the boys listen to this and really tune into what I'm trying to say here is, if you say you're going to do something, do it. And if you don't think something's right, fix it. The first person who can change something is you. So the accountability is you.
Hey, look, thank you so much. And my little memory would be I was new in the role to do with ministries, and I had a big demountable shed. And somehow, miraculously, every day, it would just fill up with students who wanted to come up with projects to make the school better. And that's a very happy memory from your year group. Thank you for the time. And that concludes our Villa Man podcast, and I wish you both well as you move forward. Christian literally driving up to training camp, and Harrison, as you continue to pour so much back into Alma Mater.
No, thank you, John. Appreciate the opportunity, and good luck to all the seniors this year with the challenging year that that lies ahead, and I'm sure that you'll have nothing but success in front of you.